Larry Todd Cousineau here. This is your welcome to the Lyric Lab. So I've received your overview assignment, and I don't actually grade those. The purpose of the overview assignment is for me to get a good idea of who you are, what it is your background is, what it is that you care about as a lyricist, and what your goals are, and then an assessment of some of your some samples of your work, so I have an idea of what style you like, what your skill level is, what your where we can focus most to make you a better lyricist. So that's the purpose of the overview assignment, and so as such, everyone gets 100 when they've turned it in. So congrats on your first perfect score. So as I said, I'm Larry Todd Cousineau. I've been the mentor for the Lyric Lab online since 2009. I was a student at NMI. In fact, I was a member of it when it used to be called ANMT. I took the Lyric Lab and upon completion of it, discussed with Scott taking over the assessment of the Lyric Lab. So that's been something I've been doing for quite some time now, and I really enjoy it. I'm a lyricist myself. It's what I consider to be my career, although it's not really so much a job for me. I have a day job as well. So it's not lucrative for me, but I do consider it to be my career nonetheless, and I really love it. I have some published plays, some produced plays, and if you want some more info on me, you can go to my website. It's LarryToddJohnson.com. Johnson's my former name prior to getting married. So you can find info about me there if you like, if you're curious. So I just have a few things I wanted to make sure that I went over before you get going on the lab. So the first was the introduction, and the second is talking about the schedule. So I would like it if you would move relatively quickly if you can. I know you that you know everyone has challenges and lives and all of that, but it's good not to move too slowly through the various units, because the goal is for each one to build upon the other, and so you don't want a big gap. You want to retain the knowledge that you had and keep it with you moving forward. So I would suggest that you always wait, though, until you get an assessment from me before moving on to the next unit. You can do the various assignments within the same unit, but wait for me before you move on to the next unit so that you can get some feedback and then apply the knowledge that you've learned onto the subsequent units. My goal would be that if there's something you've learned in a given unit, that you would always apply that moving forward. So for example, after you learn what's expected of you in terms of rhyme, then I would expect all future assignments to have that perfect rhyme, even if the assignment doesn't specifically call for perfect rhyme. If you give me a rhyme, I want it to be perfect, because you, in theory, will know how to do that after the rhyme lesson. I hope all of that makes sense. In terms of the grading of the various assignments, don't take the numbers to mean too much. It's really about whether you've passed or whether you haven't. The numbers are a bit arbitrary sometimes. So if you've got, you know, an 89 or a 91, don't view those as two radically different things. They're really somewhat arbitrary. Again, it's about, do you understand the subject material? Am I willing to pass you on to the next unit? So that's all you should really be focusing on. And nitpicking about, you know, specifics of the details of your numbers are not a good use of your time. So know that I don't take the numbers very seriously, and other than making sure that you know and have passed, that's the thing that really matters. In terms of rules, a lot of artists get back on their heels when an instructor will talk about rules, because a lot of artists view rules as limiting or in some way putting you in a box. Here's what I'll say in response to that. This is a lab. This is a class. I'm not expecting you to produce materials that you will use in the real world. So the goal of rules is so that you will develop a muscle memory where you use these time-tested techniques of writing good lyrics. And that will become something that's second nature to you. And then if you are to choose to break the quote-unquote rules, then you do so with purpose, and it doesn't seem like a mistake or an accident. It seems like a choice. So while you're in the course of this lab, if, you know, once you've learned about perfect rhyme, I expect you to use perfect rhyme, and if you want to make some weird exception where it's sort of a half rhyme, but, you know, your argument is, well, that happens every now and then in musical theater, and sometimes it's funny. Well, great. Feel free to use that in your real life, but in the lab, I want to hold tight to the rules again, so that it becomes muscle memory, so that becomes something that is your default behavior. I hope that makes sense. So things like rhyme, scansion, prosody, parallel structure are things you'll learn over the course of this lab, and those are things I expect you to hold tight to the strict rules and not vary from them. And I hope that that's okay. So last but not least, I wanted to mention that although I'm just a recorded voice currently, that I'm a human and I'm happy to answer questions. You can get my email address through the website if you have any questions or comments or something you're confused about. I'd much rather get a question in advance of you doing a unit or assignment. I'd much rather you get a question to clarify if there's something that you don't you're not sure you're doing right. That way you've got all the info that you need to succeed. Every time I open a new assignment, I'm hopeful for success, so I want to make sure you have all the tools you need to do so. Okay. Well, I've prattled on quite long enough for this overview assignment, but that's the basics, and again, welcome to the Lyric Lab. I look forward to seeing your next assignment. Thanks.